is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Stacy Lin. A gunman kills over 90 at a Russian concert venue. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
A Russian concert hall under attack. Gunmen had stormed the venue near Moscow, the Crocus City Hall. They went on the rampage, shooting their way through the building and into the auditorium. There was supposed to be a rock concert here. Instead, this.
11 people have been detained for the deadly attack. ISIS is claiming responsibility. Well, they worked into the night, late, and agreed on a bipartisan spending bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 74, the nays are 24.
Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State is proud to be sending this legislation to the president's desk.
There were a lot of naysayers who didn't believe that this divided Congress could pass full-year appropriation bills. We proved them wrong.
The package wraps six spending bills into one to fund three-quarters of the government through September.
That's CBS's Mara Rubin. Kate Middleton addressing the world yesterday, revealing she has cancer. Our chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, on the princess's preventative chemotherapy treatment.
What it's preventing is if there are microscopic little cells that are already in her body somewhere, we can't see them, we can't measure them. Giving chemo now, when they're most vulnerable, we can maybe kill those cells before they have a chance to grow up, form metastases, spread to other parts of the body.
Now to the campaign. President Biden out with a new campaign ad.
This election is an election between me and a guy named Trump. This is a guy who called Latinos criminal drug dealers and rapists.
They're rapists. They're rapists.
Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. Poisoning
what the hell is he talking about?
CBS's Finn Gomez tells us the president is focused on Latino voters.
The Biden campaign is spending $30 million. That's on top of $25 million they have spent on Spanglish ads that targeted Latino voters. On the Trump campaign, they've recycled a campaign ad from 2020.
36 million Latinos are eligible to vote this year. Well, here were the numbers.
Our first winning number tonight is 3. That's followed by 8. Up next, we have 44.
No one hit them all. And so for the sixth time in less than 6 years, the Mega Millions jackpot swells to over $1 billion. There have been 30 drawings without a jackpot win. The next drawing's Tuesday night. Tonight, though, could be your lucky Powerball night. That jackpot has reached 750 mil. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies is celebrating 40 years with anniversary savings on their most popular tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Low prices await at Dell.com/...
Join us live on Monday from 3 to 4 for Playmakers, where we'll be joined by Tyler Miller of the Rafters to preview the upcoming season, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Currently, it's 10.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, PROFHearingCare.com, by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, DNR.WI.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo this weekend at Kalahari Resort in the Dells, OpenSeasonSportsman'sExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll focus on this weekend's Open Season Expo and learn about fishing Clear Lake, Iowa. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. Joining me now again from Wisconsin Rapids is Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, you've got a busy weekend coming up here.
Yeah, Masters Walleye Circuit in Spring Valley, Illinois, the first event of the MWC season each year, and we got 95 teams going at it on the Illinois River.
And we're looking at rain and snow here in Wisconsin. What's the forecast for where you'll be?
Yeah, rain, a little bit of wind, and seasonable temperatures. So, you know, we'll see close to 50 during the day and shy of freezing at night. And so it'll be cool mornings, and but by the afternoon, hopefully some sunshine, and the anglers will be all right with that. Last year was incredibly cold. We had a low of, I think it was 12 degrees with a 22 mile an hour wind for the second day of the event. So anything better than that is, or anything above that's going to be, you know, better than what they had to put up with last year.
Yeah, well, I think you can count on that. And of course, early spring, and this is, you know, it is just spring now, but the end of March is early spring. It's never great weather for fishing, but the walleyes don't care. They're underwater.
Yeah, it is the time of year everybody's looking forward to. And generally speaking, you know, this is the time of year where a lot of folks that are still ice trapped up north, they want to come south. They get the first time in the boat. Obviously, this year is a bit of an anomaly, I would imagine. I kind of hope it is, at least. And there's been anglers all over the place, the river systems and many of the lakes that are open for fishing. It's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll hear about that, about fishing Clear Lake, Iowa, which is open now. And, of course, many of our southern lakes are open and just waiting for the opening bell to ring in May. But so what does it take to prepare for an event like this tournament or any of those that you do?
Yeah, you know, it's preparation with the hosts. So we launch out of the Spring Valley Boat Club. And so we make sure, one, that they know we're coming and that they've got a spot for us. Preparing any of the permitting that we deal with on the Illinois River with the state of Illinois. Of course, all of the coordination with our home office to make sure that our programming is set up on the website and anglers are able to just, you know, make a few clicks and get themselves in. And then it's, you know, it's coordination at the event, getting things set up so that we've got stuff set there for fish care. We work hand in hand with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and their hatchery system for the saugers in the Illinois River. And at this time of year, they take all of our fish and they will utilize the eggs and the melting males for their stocking program. And we've done that for a couple of decades now alongside the Department of Natural Resources down there. And it's a neat thing for people to be able to come and see. It's great for us because we know the fish are going and going to have good care and be released once they kind of serve their purpose to replenish and keep that sauger population elevated in the Illinois River. It's awesome to see the amount of fish that are in that entire system.
Well, neat. Well, I'm sure you'll have a great tournament, and it is the first one of the year, and so it's never really a dry run for you, but it's the one you dust off everything and you get ready for the season.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, for a lot of guys, it is the first time they get a brand new boat out or they get, you know, some new piece of equipment. And there's always a learning curve. And the same thing goes for us. We get upload a piece of our program or software and we got to make sure everything works. So that's what we prepare for. And we're looking forward to it. It starts off a great 2024 season.
All right. And speaking of learning curve, you've got a learning hunter who's eager to hunt turkeys. And I understand this was the week to buy leftover permits. And I understand you got a couple for your area, for you and Robert.
Yeah. Zone 3, couple of period C tags. Those go pretty darn quick when it opens up. And period D tags really aren't too far behind, but I had applied for an A tag and received one, so now I've got an A and a C. Robert has a C, and he'll have an additional tag as well for one of the other periods, so I haven't decided exactly where yet. And of course, because he's allowed to hunt the youth hunt, you have to have any harvest tag is allowed to be used during the youth hunt. So whether he uses the period C tag or a later tag for that one, should he be successful on the youth hunt weekend, it'll be fun. You know, maybe we can double up on birds on that period C tag. Who knows? I mean, it's just going to be a learning experience all the time. He's shot the 20 gauge a few times now to get an idea of what it's going to feel like. I haven't loaded the turkey loads in yet, and I know that the turkey loads will be accurate. I've been talking with a couple of folks, and they're like, you know, in the excitement of actually pulling the trigger on a turkey, he's probably not going to recognize the elevated recoil. Maybe you don't load the turkey load in until that day. There's a lot of people that kind of have that thought of like, well, don't scare him away from it if he's comfortable with the gun. But, you know, of course, that means we need to pattern it. We need to make sure things are accurate with it when it comes to that time. And we'll be ready one way or another. We'll be ready.
Yeah, I agree with that. If he's comfortable shooting the light loads, he will not notice the recoil, especially with an autoloader. And speaking of light loads and guns, we talked about it last week, or I did. Governor Evers signed the air gun bill, so now air guns are legal for hunting all game in Wisconsin. Serpent Arms has an air shotgun, and I'm planning to get one and use it for turkey season. It's a 28-gauge, and Jeff, it can shoot tungsten shot. Now, you have some of that tungsten super shot, right?
Yep, absolutely. TSS for both the 410, the 20, and a 12-gauge. Yep.
Yeah, boy. It's pricey, but it delivers a payload that really knocks them dead at longer ranges as well. So,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to shooting some of that. And they're actually developing a 45 caliber rifle, the same company, Serpent Arms. So we'll try to get Serpent Arms founder Joel Brown on the show pretty soon to talk about air guns. He's been hunting Osceolas in Florida, and I think if I followed his trajectory here, I think he's in Nebraska now. Sounds like he's chasing an air gun grand slam, so we'll try to get him on the show.
Very cool.
I'm teaching a muskie fly fishing seminar at Wanakee High School on Saturday morning, and then I'm planning to stop at the Open Season Expo in the Dells on my way home, so I'll have to have a chance to check that out. And my Lake of the Woods trip in September still has some spots open. My brother Mike is going to be with me this year. Gina and Dave Thorson of the Stormy Cromer Company will be with us again, and some other friends are coming. But we still have room for you if you're interested. And here's the scoop. Here's what we're going to do. 4 nights of lodging in private cabins on a private island in Lake of the Woods. 3 full days of guided fishing with native guides, and they prepare shore lunch with the walleyes we catch in the morning. We enjoy resort-quality breakfasts and dinners in the lodge, and we sit around the campfire every night, tell stories, and kind of recap the day and get ready for the next day as well. Quite possibly the best fishing I've ever experienced. If you're interested or just want to learn more, visit blackisland.com, and you'll see a tab for trips. Click on that, click on my name, and you'll have all the details there. But we'll have Gary Moeller of Black Island on the show next week to talk about the trip. Well, coming up, guest host Rob Dreeslein explores fishing Clear Lake, Iowa, with guide Kevin Paul. And we'll have 2 guests from this weekend's Open Season Sportsman's Expo in the Dells, Audrey Young of Detali Outdoors and Cole Tanner of Ozonix. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo gear and free rain coffee. Official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is going on this weekend through Sunday at Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. Their website is openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And joining me now to talk about his role at the expo is Cole Tanner. He's the Vice President of Operations for a company called Ozonix, and their website is ozonixhunting.com, and that's O-Z-O-N-I-C-S, ozonixhunting.com. Cole, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me on. I really appreciate being here. I'm glad this worked out.
You bet. Now, what is Ozonix, before we go any farther?
It's an ozone-generating machine that you use when you're out hunting to help eliminate your odor. So whether you're sitting in a tree stand or a ground blind, you exhaust that ozone on the downwind side, and it's going to help eliminate your odor, so hopefully a deer doesn't wind you.
Okay, that's pretty simple. There are a lot of products out there that claim to eliminate odor, some clothing impregnated with certain products, and a lot of different spray products that people use, and I suppose other things as well. How does it work?
I always kind of say there's a scientific way of explaining it and kind of the redneck way of explaining it. The scientific way of explaining it is ozone is a very unstable molecule, and we're trying to manipulate that instability. So that ozone, when it comes in contact with your odor molecule, it's changing it from a molecular level. And when that molecular change happens, it's oxidizing on your odor, and it's no longer your odor anymore. And then, like I said, a deer or an animal that you might be after can't recognize it. But the simple way of explaining it is, imagine your odor as a password, and the password is the word human, H-U-M-A-N. And when you go deer hunting or hunting in general, an animal, it knows that password. It knows that human password. But when ozone comes in contact with it, it takes off the H and it takes off the N. So it's not the word human anymore. It's the word UMA. And when they smell that UMA, the olfactory sensors in their nose, it just doesn't recognize it. It just can't put its finger on it, and it doesn't recognize it as human.
All right, and there are plenty of videos on your website, testimonials and also videos featuring some of your pro staff explaining how it works. It deals with ozone, it generates ozone, and your founder, Dr. Scott Elrod, is a dentist. How did he come upon this discovery?
That's actually kind of a crazy story. Like I said, he's a dentist down in Texas. He was using ozone in his dental practice to help, again, eliminate odor, and was doing a procedure, and the kind of light bulb went on. He thought, man, I wonder if I could use this for hunting. I wonder if it could do the same type of thing. I think at first it sounded like it was a big metal unit with a car battery attached to it, trying not to electrocute themselves, but they took it out pig hunting and had poured corn all around the ground blind and had these pigs come right in on the downwind side. I think right then and there he knew he was really on to something. The rest is history. Had the opportunity to apply for the patents, and we've been on the market for close to 20 years now, so it's pretty crazy.
And I understand, according to one of your videos, that the FBI was concerned about the effectiveness of this device. Why is that?
Yeah, ozone doesn't discriminate, right? It's going to oxidize on whatever it comes in contact with. Obviously, if you're using it for hunting, you're using it to eliminate your odor in your hunting, but circumstance, right, to eliminate the odor of a bomb or eliminate the odor of drugs or something like that. When Scott first applied for the patents, they really looked at it as a national security threat if it fell into the wrong hands. What that really showed us is just how effective it can be. I mean, there's no real tomfoolery about it, right? If ozone comes in contact with something from a molecular level, it's going to oxidize, it's going to change that molecular structure, and it can eliminate odors. Back when that all happened, he worked very closely with different branches of the government just to make sure that they had a good, clear understanding and handle on what they would need to do. And even to this day, we run into canine cops, military people that walk up at the consumer shows, like when we're at Wisconsin. The big thing they've learned now is they cue dogs to smell ozone, right? If they're in a situation where they might be smelling around a vehicle or whatever that might be, that they smell ozone in that type of situation, it generally means they're probably trying to hide something or trying to cover up the odor of something. There's some ways around it from that perspective, but it was pretty interesting when Scott was going through that back in the day to try to make sure that they understood parameters of how ozone would work and the application of it.
Now, this is essentially a chemical process you're describing, I believe. Is it safe?
Absolutely, yeah. So the big thing about when we're using ozone is we're using it in an open-air environment. And the biggest thing that, like I said earlier, is we're trying to make sure that we're exhausting that ozone on the downwind side, whether you're in a tree stand or even in a ground blind. We're not really trying to treat the air in the blind. We're trying to treat the air leaving the blind. And so if you're using ozone the right way, you shouldn't even be smelling it. We're not worried about you. We're worried about the odor that's getting towards that animal. And so that's the odor that's coming off of you, and that's getting pushed in the downwind direction. If you use it the right way and you set it up correctly, there's nothing to worry about.
Okay. Well, what are you doing at the expo now? You've got seminars there.
I'll be doing seminars over the weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday about hunting with ozone. So really just going through a lot of the stuff that we're discussing right now and just helping men and women understand how ozone works and understand the application here at the Wisconsin Show. I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. I hope a lot of listeners check it out, and it certainly is a product that is worth exploring, because that's something that deer hunters especially are really concerned about, is how can I keep them from smelling me?
Yeah, when it comes right down to it, their eyes might trick them, their ears might fool them, but their nose doesn't lie. And so if you can use ozone to help eliminate your odor and you can get that little bit of an advantage, yeah, it can really pay off.
Fantastic. Well, Cole, thanks a lot. Have a great show, and I hope to run into you sometime on Saturday. You bet. Cole Tanner is the Vice President of Operations for Ozonics. Their website is ozonicshunting.com. They are at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo all weekend, so check them out and see what you can find out about how ozonics works. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is going on this weekend through Sunday at Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. Their website is openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And joining me now to talk about her role at the expo and about women in the outdoors in general is Audrey Young. She is a co-founder and the chief operating officer of Detali Outdoors. Audrey, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. I'm happy to be here.
What is Detali Outdoors?
Well, Delta's Holly Outdoors is an all women-owned company, women-owned and operated. We're based out of Texas. We make women's outdoor apparel. Fitting right, fully functional, very technical. But the biggest thing is that they're comfortable. And we started about 4 years ago, and we're excited. This will be our, I think, our third year at the Wisconsin Dells Show. So we're excited to come back, and we hope to be able to see all the ladies there. And we are really heavily community-focused. So that's kind of where we started, and we're going to continue to serve all the ladies out there with all their needs.
Audrey, a decade or two ago, there really weren't many options for women when it came to clothing that fit and that worked in the outdoors, and guns and other paraphernalia that outdoorsmen have used for generations. There weren't a lot of options for women, but that has changed, hasn't it?
It has. It has, definitely. And we're definitely still changing. You know, about 5 years ago, my co-founder called me and she's like, I'm almost 40 and I'm still wearing men's pants. And I said, well, I'm whole life too, and I'm still wearing men's pants. We kind of said, well, why do you wear men's pants? And we said, well, because they're the only ones that actually function, right? And the only ones that really sort of-ish I can get on fit version. So that's kind of where we started. But then we said, you know, she's about 5'2" or so, and I'm 5'10". And I said, well, we're very different, and I'm sure that there's a lot of women that are very different. And so she comes from the industry. I come from the startup business world. And I said, well, let's go ahead and talk to a lot of women, because I'm sure that there's a lot of differences amongst us. And so we talked to hundreds and hundreds of women before we ever designed anything. We talked to them more about kind of, you know, where are you hunting? Why are you hunting? How are you hunting? What are you doing in the outdoors? Do you have your kids with you? Who are you hunting with? Who are you going out there with? Are you camping? So we had conversations like that. And then everything that you see that we've developed is a product of all those conversations. So it's not just, you know, her and I sitting around a table going, how should we make this? And as a result of that, you know, we've been able to come up with a variety of options to kind of serve all different types of women's body shapes and serve all of their needs kind of in different ways in which they're actually going to use the product. And so that's taken us a long way, and that's kind of how we built our foundation. And that's how we're going to continue to build our foundation, you know, and how we continue to design. We are constantly asking for feedback, talking to our existing customers and talking to new potential women in the industry, and also serving just going beyond the gear that we're providing. We're also asking them, you know, what else do you need? And, you know, we get questions everywhere from, what's the best new rifle to start with, to, do you know anybody that I could talk to just get to know another female? You know, it's kind of a mentorship sport, and women often hunt with their boyfriends and their dads or their brothers and their spouses, and they don't get a lot of opportunity to engage with women. And so that's where we also kind of stepped in, and that's where we started in the very first year, stepping in and saying, well, let's provide a collaborative opportunity to talk to other women and just start the conversation of, let the conversation kind of guide where the direction of the female community goes. And I don't know if you know, but in 2020, the number was over 20% of the industry is female. So it's a significantly growing industry in this vertical. So we're really excited to be able to be part of the community and continue to serve.
Yes, I am aware of that statistic. Actually, women are the fastest growing segment of the hunting community. I know that. I think that's probably true in fishing as well. How did you get started hunting?
Well, I started early on. I've been outdoors since I could walk, starting off hiking and camping. I now have three kids that are kind of in the age where they're not old enough to hunt now. So we've been out fishing, and I spend a lot of my time camping and fishing and hiking with them at the current moment. But, you know, like I said, we're a team of four executive team members that are all women that hunt. So that's exciting, and we kind of go out together sometimes. You know, it's really been kind of part of my life.
Okay. What will you be doing at the expo?
So at the expo, we have a booth there. We will be exhibiting there. And really what we do is we give the opportunity for women to be able to come and try on without the expectation to buy, but just come try on, find your size. We have curvy and regular in all sizes. That's one of the things we'll be doing. The other thing we'll be doing is presenting and speaking. And what we'll be speaking on is more so related to the community and really developing the resources out there for women in the community. Like I kind of touched on, it's not just apparel that women need. There's all kinds of parts of this industry that are underserved for women. And so having that conversation with the community and really invigorating them, bringing some of these needs to light, is one of the big things that we're going to be speaking about and kind of engaging with. We're about making those connections and continuing to try try to support each other.
The pattern of your camouflage, is that your own pattern or is that a commercial pattern that you adopted?
As of right now, our pattern that we use is we license from True Timber. It is the strata pattern, so it's going to be similar or the same pattern that you see in your Bass Pro or your Cabela's. And we did that because, you know, as a startup and us just starting out, we actually only started with pants. And so, you know, we wanted women to be able to match something that they already had on the top. So that's kind of where we started. So we licensed the pattern. Everything else we make from the ground up. So all the fabric, the materials, all the sewing, everything is made from the ground up, but we do license that pattern.
What kind of response are you getting from women at these expos or on your website?
Women absolutely love them. Some women have said, man, these are like the Lululemon of the outdoors. We've heard that quote. They're just very, very comfortable. And then they're obviously durable. They have the DWR finishes, so they're water resistant and they're wind resistant. All the technological baseline features are there, but to add that comfortability and then add the functionability of the pockets, the adjustable seams, all of that, it just makes it really fit like a glove feeling for women to be able to get out there and do what they want to do outside without worrying about what they're wearing.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Audrey, do you have a message that you haven't shared already for women or girls who aren't really in the outdoors yet or who want to get a little more active in outdoor activities?
As I mentioned, you know, this really is a mentorship sport. So if you don't grow up with it or you don't have somebody you know that hunts or goes out into the outdoors, in the old world, you just didn't go. But in this world, there's lots of resources. We encourage you to come up and ask questions. We'd love to help you get out there. We'd love to, you know, talk through any of your concerns, you know, and really just, you know, connect you with the people that you need to be connected with and provide a supportive community in your local area, whether it be in Wisconsin or anywhere else in the U.S. or even abroad in some cases. We're here to support you and encourage you to get out and enjoy the outdoors in whatever way that you want to at your own pace.
All right. Well, Audrey, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I love your enthusiasm, and I'm sure people who visit your booth at the expo this weekend will learn a lot from you and maybe share some ideas as well.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Audrey Young is a co-founder and the chief operating officer of Ditale Outdoors, and that is Ditale Outdoors.com. That's their website, DitaleOutdoors.com. She is at the Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in the Dells with the Sportsman's Expo that's going on this weekend. So be sure to stop by their booth and visit their website as well. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Fort Dodge, Iowa? Outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Right now, 12 degrees.
The deep threes.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always. Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
We got a segment here brought to you by thisisnorthiowa.com to talk about some of the fishing opportunities just south of our southern border into northern Iowa. And here to chat about that a little bit is Kevin Paul. Kevin is a fishing guide. He owns a bait shop in northern Iowa, as well as he's a clam pro. And he's coming off a pretty wild season, ice season, huh, Kevin?
In more ways than one. I couldn't be
we're grateful to be with you today. So thank you. I hope we can share some good information about North Iowa fishing.
Yeah, thanks a lot for checking in. People forget sometimes there's some good fishing just south of Valboro Lee. You like to promote that Clear Lake, Iowa area, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of great opportunities here at Clear Lake, you know, with the DNR and stuff, with all the projects they've done to help make the lake a better fishery. And, you know, being close to Minnesota, there's a lot of people that come down from Minnesota looking to maybe knock the rust off after a deep ice season, you know, and then they want to maybe get out, get their boat out and try some fishing and target some species that they normally can't target in Minnesota until opener.
Can you briefly tell us about some of those projects?
You know, most recently over the last few years, they've done some reclamation projects with some nearby lakes. I'm talking like within 30-mile distance. You know, as far as Clear Lake goes, I believe it was 2018 or maybe even before that, they did a dredging project. You know, Clear Lake's a glacier lake, one of the furthest south glacier lakes in the country, 3,600 acres, been here 15,000 years. That west end, that little portion, was like 5 to 6 feet. I remember growing up, you know, and now they went through and now it's 22, 20, 28 in a spot. And it's got a lot of nice dredge cuts, some good points.
On inland lakes in Iowa, you can use 2 lines and you can even pay a little more to upgrade to 3 lines. During open water season, at least on our inland waters in Minnesota, we're restricted to 1 line. I suspect you see a lot of Minnesotans who like to jump across the border and take advantage of that cool rule.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice. We get 2 lines year-round, you know, open water or ice season. That third line option, it's a nice little revenue generator for the state. We sell a lot of licenses out of the bait shop, but a lot of people don't go for that third line. They figure they can't barely man 2 poles, let alone 3. But for the guys that like to troll crankbaits or, you know, maybe throw out a couple bobbers and jig with 1, it's kind of nice. You know, of course, the limits are fairly strict. You know, our walleye limit's only 3. But there is a protective slot of 17 to 22 is mandatory release. You know, the way Iowa looks at it, you know, you only can keep your 3. So why not go out, have some fun and see what else you can catch in the meantime.
Tell listeners about some of the species that they're likely to be able to catch and target when they're fishing Clear Lake, which, by the way, they can fish right now. Here in Minnesota, the inland waters walleye season is closed. Not the case down in Clear Lake, Iowa.
No. We actually were out walleye fishing last night and did catch quite a few decent ones. As far as Clear Lake and species go, walleye, crappies, perch, you know, your normal panfish lineup. Clear Lake's known for its cat fishery, but it's underutilized. There's a lot of people that don't even realize that our catfish population is really good. We do have a few flatheads in the lake. And then another big one where I see a lot of people calling me for guide service or whatever is our muskie fishery. The DNR stocked this lake very heavily with muskies. We have some great fish in the lake. It's tough to break that 50-inch mark, but it's more of a numbers lake. You can get out there and catch, you know, a good fair amount in a day if they're biting decent. It's just a lot of fun.
I got to imagine in a fertile lake like that with all that forage, those muskies grow pretty fast.
Yeah, I've helped the DNR do their gill netting in the spring for these walleyes, and we do catch a lot of muskies in the net as well. It's pretty amazing. You know, you pull up a 100-foot net and you got 15, 20 muskies in there. And some are hooked by 1 tooth. You know, the bigger the muskie, the less it's tangled in the net.
Right. Yeah, they bounce off those nets then. Yeah.
Or they just, once they get caught, they don't fight. They know better. The little ones, the ones that are feisty, like the pike and stuff too, man, they sit and want to twist and turn and try to fight their way out.
Yeah.
Those nets don't sit in the water very long, roughly an hour, hour and a half. So that way there's hardly no mortality. And, you know, what they're doing with those eggs is vital to the state of Iowa.
It was a rough ice season here in Minnesota. I got to think that for points south like Clear Lake, Iowa, it was even tougher. Did you get much of an ice season?
Typically, we're iced up mid to late December, and then we're second week of March usually. I would say our ice typically is probably a little bit better than around the city's area just because we don't get the snow accumulations. Usually we just get a nice solid freeze. We get anywhere from 15 to 25 inches of ice and it just lasts and it's usually good. You don't hardly need a plow truck to get around. So the ice season is typically good. Well, this year, about the warmest one I've ever seen. We got out for, you know, a solid month, I would say, but a lot of people were hesitant to get out this year. So the bait shop and the local businesses in town, I mean, everybody kind of took a little bit of a hit, unfortunately. But, you know, here's the bright side now. There was hardly anybody out this winter. You know, we're looking into a spring where we got potential to really have a slam dunk this spring with early ice out. I've worked with the biologists and the DNR quite a long time, and Scott Grummer is our fisheries biologist. And he told me, he goes, the ice season where just drags on, and then all of a sudden the ice goes out the last week of March. Well, the walleye spawn here about the first week of April. If the ice goes out at the end, you're getting a small window of opportunity during the spawn. Well, now that the ice is out already and the water temps are going to start climbing and the fish are going to start getting active, we're going to have a lot longer window, opportunity to catch some of those walleyes, the males. And our protected females, they'll be able to move on and do their thing. And the numbers were down on people, which means there's more fish for everybody this spring.
So that's the short-term outlook for the spring. Tell us a little bit about how the late spring and the summer unfolds on Clear Lake in terms of what people are targeting. Is it mostly walleyes year-round, or does it ebb and flow by species?
You talked about the flow by species. I would say that's pretty typical no matter what lake you're at for the most part. The same goes for Clear Lake. We roll into the perch right after ice out. They catch some perch, and then, the walleye spawn will happen, and we're targeting walleyes pretty much up until the end of May, even June, and then even in the summer months, they'll pick up some of those. And it's a very unique fishery, too. These fish are not hiding in the normal places like you would find deeper rock piles and stuff like that. Our average depth is 17 foot. There's some vegetation, but we have a shoreline littered with homes and docks, which is the structure of the lake. There's a lot of opportunity underneath the homeowners' docks behind their house there. And my son and I, we've fished this lake a long time. We actually won the walleye tournament last spring, and we caught our fish underneath the dock. It's pretty amazing, to catch 28 inch walleye in 4.5 feet of water. Wow. In the middle of May. So
I got to think there's some bass kicking around that lake too, huh?
Yeah, the bass numbers are coming back really well. We don't have smallmouth in the lake. At least they've never been introduced. The big thing is when you talk about bass, we do have a great largemouth population. Last year, their hatch was through the roof because all the pods of fish we were seeing mid to late summer were schools of baby bass. We're really thankful for that. The largemouth offers a great opportunity. There's a local largemouth club that has a tournament here, and it takes 20 to 23 pounds for five. Wow. Fish. So it's a good number. I've heard fish up pushing 8 pounds, over the last 10, 15 years. There's been some big fish caught, but it's not a lake to go catch a lot of numbers, but there's some good quality fish. And then as far as bass goes, I cannot overlook the yellow bass. We used to host a yellow bass bonanza tournament. Yellow bass are a part of the temperate bass family. They're like a white bass and a white perch. They're in the same family as those. Very firm, white, flaky meat. Table fare is amazing. They don't have the bloodline like you see in a white bass. There's no limit. You can fill the freezer and not feel guilty. As far as the other panfish go, our crappies and bluegills are far none really good too, so.
And when you're done fishing, there's a lot to do in the area besides just wetting a line, correct?
Yeah, we have the legendary surf ballroom, not just the surf ballroom, but there's a lot of historical places and historical things about Clear Lake. Daniel Boone's son, Nathaniel Boone, named Clear Lake. There's just all kinds of fun little things about Clear Lake here. And it's just a beautiful lake, too. The people are great. It's a clean town and nice little getaway. And the best part is it's just right off the interstate. It's super easy to get to.
And like we said, the walleye season is open right now. That's pretty cool. If folks want to check out your bait shop, you got a website?
We do, clearlakebait.com, and then my guide service, paulsfishingguide.com.
paulsfishingguide.com, and of course, I'm sure you can find it all by going to thisisnorthiowa.com. Kevin, thanks a lot for spending a segment with me. Good luck. Sounds like you're going to have a great spring down there, good fishing, and I hope you have an awesome 2024.
Awesome. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Attention future hunters, hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Fort Dodge, Iowa? Outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have more than 100 boats on display. Big rebates on Crestliner boats through March 31st. Their launch in a summer event is coming up April 10th through the 13th. Seminars on Saturday, April 13th. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo this weekend at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmanexpo.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And if you missed anything on the show or you want to download the show, and take us with you during the week, you can do so at lake-link.com. Go to their outdoor radio page and download it there. Or you can check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. And you can find Dan on social media throughout the week at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And if you read Wisconsin Outdoor News, the current issue has an interview that I did with turkey expert Jeff Buds. And that's the guy from Florida who's killed more than 100 grand slams and more than 500 turkeys altogether. He talks about using the four-play, four-sided box call. You can order one online at fourplayturkeycall.com, and that's the number 4playturkeycall.com. And if you order one and type in DanSmall24 at checkout, you can save 20% if you buy a mahogany or cherry rafter. Now, check it out. Go to their 4playturkeycall.com website. Look at the rafter. That's their newest box call. And if you buy one, put in my name, DanSmall24, at checkout, and you can save 20%. And if you're thinking about fall fishing, Lake of the Woods, I'm hosting another trip there from September 13th through the 17th. I hope you can join me. We'll enjoy great fishing, great food, private cabins, and a lot of fun around a campfire every night. We'll get Gary Moeller on the show next week to talk about it, but visit blackisland.com, click on trips, and look for my name for details. That's blackisland.com. The Ojibwe spring spearing season is starting soon in northern Wisconsin. Tribal members will be exercising their treaty rights to take fish, and that's mainly walleyes and muskies. This is, of course, under agreements between the tribes and the DNR. The harvest is monitored and regulated by the DNR and tribal wardens, so it is a legal endeavor, and they have the right to do it. For details, if you want to learn more, go to dnr.wi.gov and type in Ojibwe fishing as keywords. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts, one a month at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Details at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend. Get over to Kalahari in the Dells for the Open Season Expo and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
The moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the
you drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.